Well, I'd stayed in the caravan that day because Eloise had been a bit off colour. My husband had taken the boys out. He'd gone down to the beach. And I was basically at home looking after her, or at the caravan looking after her.
She'd been a little bit off, off colour.
Yeah.
But nothing that you don't expect from a three-month-old baby. When did you first realise that there was something a bit more than that wrong?
I put her down for a sleep. And I kept going in and checking her. And it was on one of those occasions I went into her and she was grunting, which I knew wasn't right. So I got her out of the bed and started checking her over, trying to rouse her. And she wouldn't wake up, basically. And that was when I realised something was really wrong. Her eyes were rolling. She was blue around the lips. I was checking her body for rashes and she had some spots, which I didn't like the look of. And that was when I realised it was something a bit more serious.
Now, at this point, you're in a caravan on a holiday park. Your husband and your sons are at the beach. You're an hour or so away from home. I'm sure your pulse starts racing. What do you do?
I phoned my mum, actually, to get the NHS direct number to find out which was the closest place that we could take her. Because I was worried about her. And in that time, my husband had come back with the boys. And I'd shouted at him that he had to phone NHS Direct straight away, which he did. And within 30 seconds of him being on the phone to them, they had people on the way.
Within a few minutes of the first paramedic arriving, you had an ambulance on the scene. And then when did you learn that the helicopter was coming?
It was straight away, actually. The NHS Direct had said that they had contacted the helicopter due to our location as well, because it wasn't close to anywhere. So I knew that they were coming. I didn't know at that point that they would be taking her, but when the paramedics came, they didn't like the look of her, and she was very mottled, pale, not breathing, not responding very well. And then the air ambulance came and they made the decision that they were going to take her straight down to Derriford.
How did you feel when you first heard the helicopter blades in the background coming?
It was relief that somebody was actually going to come and help us, and that they were going to be there, and that we could get somewhere quickly. It really was. Obviously, I was still really worried about Eloise, but the best people were coming to help her, and that's what she needed. She needed, you know, urgent medical attention.
Now, they decided to take her from where you were on the North Cornish coast, mm-hmm. right across the county to Derriford Hospital. And they invited you to go with her. And you're not a keen flyer, I'm told.
No, I hate flying. I hate flying. But you'd do anything for your kids. And I wasn't going to leave her. So they talked me through it and told me everything that I had to do. I felt safe, I have to say. I did feel really safe. And like I say, you'd do anything for your kids. So I did get in the helicopter and away we went.
15 minutes into Derriford Hospital in Plymouth. What was it like?
Scary. They were worried about her in the helicopter. I was concentrating on Eloise. I was holding her hand.
She's sitting on your lap right now. We can hear her making a few little noises. She looks like a happy, healthy 3-month-old baby.
It was only on Monday. It was a week ago today. And she's doing so well now. She's had the best help. We were in Derriford for 4 days and they were brilliant. And she just had the right medication, and they looked after her, found out what was wrong with her, and she's a lot better.